Morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I'm going to see if I can, this thing I can control. 雨辰，看一下还是不行。Oh. All right, let me try it. All right. I'm so glad that you have joined us today, whether you are in the sanctuary or in Zoom.
我真高兴大家今天跟我们一起敬拜，不管是在教堂里面还是在你的家里头。
Because I am going to talk aboutfamily, so may I ask you to sit together as a family if you are here together and as a family.
因为今天我要讲到家庭，所以我鼓励大家，如果你是一个家庭的，请你坐在一起，在家里和教堂里都是这样子。
Yeah, mom, dad, your children all together.
爸爸妈妈带着孩子们坐在一起。
And if you are online, and if it's possible that maybe you can all sit together, either you're staring at one device or multiple devices, and that's okay.
如果你是在家里敬拜，在线上敬拜，也是请你们坐到一起，可以用一个 computer 而已，一个仪器。
Yeah, I really appreciate your accommodation.
我也很感谢大家能够配合。
And if you can move around, and that's fine. If you need to move around, and that's fine.
如果你在这儿需要换换座位，没问题。
Because I will give you some time to do that by telling your story.
因为在换座位的时候，我给你讲个故事。
Well, my wife, Linda, gave birth to my daughter, Priscilla.
我太太 Linda 在生我们女儿 Priscilla 的时候。
I was in the delivery room.
我也是在那个手术室里面。
It was my first time being a dad, so I really did not know what to expect.
因为我是第一次做爸爸，所以我压根都不知道会看到什么。
But then towards the end, when the nurse presented me our baby, and that was the moment I've been waiting for.
然后最后这个护士就把小宝宝抱过来给我看，那就是我在盼望着的一个时刻。
Because before then, all I met with her was that tiny little black and white ultrasound pictures.
因为在那之前我也看过我女儿啊，但是都是在这个超声波的那个屏幕上看到的，都是黑白照片而已。
And when I took her from the nurse, it was the first time I saw her face.
但是我从护士的手里把女儿接过来，这是我第一次真正看到她的脸。
She looked just like me.
她跟我简直一模一样。
Oh, when I was a baby, I mean.
当然是我小的时候，她跟我小时候太像了。
I mean, at that moment, the center of the universe shifted to her.
在那个时刻，对我来讲，宇宙的中心现在已经转到我女儿身上了。
And suddenly, I had this thought out of nowhere.
突然，我不知道从哪里，我就有了这个想法。
I was willing to die for her.
我愿意为她而死。
That thought just came out.Like nowhere, and it was the first time when I saw her face.
这是我第一次见到我女儿的脸，但是这个想法就是这样突然一下就冒出来了。
She has not done anything for me yet.
她对我，她还什么都没来得及跟我做呢。
She has not called me Papa or anything like that.
她也没叫我爸爸呢。
Her eyes were still closed and not knowing who's holding her.
她的眼睛都还闭着呢，她也不知道谁抱着她。
She was crying, probably was scared of this new world she just arrived.
她在那使劲大声的哭，小宝宝们，她可能第一次来到这个全新的世界，觉得很害怕。
I was sure that she would cry for other reasons in her life.
我相信，当然，她以后在一生之中还会有为别的事情会哭泣。
But I wanted to be there for her.
但是我就希望他在哭的时候，我能在他旁边。
That fatherly instinct to protect his children just came out naturally.
我作为父亲的这种本能，想要保护自己孩子的这种本能，就是那么自然的就到我身上来了。
And holding her and looking at her, I thought to myself.
所以抱着女儿，我看着她的脸，我心里就在想。
So my daughter, I'm your daddy.
我女儿，我是你爸爸。
I want to introduce you to someone greater.
我想要把你介绍给一个更伟大的人。
Because we want to show you how to live.
我们想要告诉你怎么样来生活。
Okay, next slide. You turn? Yeah, okay. Now, don't we parents all have that determination for our children?
我们做父母的是不是对孩子们都有存着这样的心意呢？
Because we want to prepare for our children so that they can live a good life on this earth.
我们想让孩子好好的准备好，以后可以过一个很好的生活。
We want to prepare them for good grades and go to good college.
我们想让孩子有好的成绩，这样就可以去很好的大学。
Getting a good paying job and a comfortable life.
找到好工作，然后以后可以过得心满意足的这个不用担心的生活。
And we invest our resources to help them to get a better future.
我们也运用自己的资源，想要帮助孩子有一个更好的未来。
And if you are a Christian, that you also want your children to know Jesus.
如果你是基督徒，你当然更希望你的孩子能够认识耶稣。
And you bring them to church so that they may be saved.
你把他们带到教会来，这样他们就可能被救，被可能得救。
Because salvation is important, you want them to be saved.
因为这个救赎，这个救恩是多么宝贵，你希望他们得救。
So whatever that you want your children to be.
你不管希望孩子以后成为什么
，whatever you want to impart to your children，
你不管想要传承给孩子什么
，I'd like you to consider a question。
我想要你考虑一下这个问题。
I believe this question is a very important question。
我相信这是个非常重要的问题。
After you love them, you want them to have a best for them。
你爱孩子，所以你希望他们能得到最好的。
下一页。This is a question to consider。
这就是我们要考虑的一个问题。
How does the legacy I leave them impact their eternity?
我所传承给儿女的如何影响他们的永恒？
How will my legacy that I impart to them will help them in the kingdom of God?
我所传承给他们的怎么样能够帮助他们来到神的国度？
Because this question actually asks how to live with the perspective of eternity.
因为这个问题实际上问的就是我们如果从永恒的视角来看应该他们应该怎么样生活。
Think about this, right? We're going to live about 80, 90, 100 years on earth.
想一想我们在地上的生命也就是80年、90年、100年。
You may think that that's long, but compared to eternity, that's nothing.
你觉得这样的一生可能也挺漫长的了但是和永恒相比就是实在是什么都不是。
So a wise person would invest this life for their eternity, no matter how short or transient it may be.
所以一个智慧的人会在这一个世上就要为永恒的生命做准备不管这一世的生命是多么的短暂。
Because we all have a habit of invest financially, right?
因为我们在这地上我们肯定都是在投资方面我们都会要去做一些努力。
So why do you save up the money you have today for the future?
因为我们就会为未来 来储蓄来积蓄一些基金。
Because you want a better future.
因为你希望未来能够更好。
Likewise, wouldn't you want to have a better eternity?
所以同样的如果你想要有个更好的永恒永生。
Wouldn't you want your children to have a better eternity?
如果你希望你的孩子有更好的永生。
In fact, that's what God wants us to have. It's a better eternity.
实际上这也是神想要我们拥有的就是一个更好的永生。
Because he wants to have a better eternity, so he came down from heaven, he came from heaven to earth.
因为神想要我们有一个更好的永恒所以他从天上来到地上成为我们中间的一员。
And Jesus proclaimed the good news that kingdom of God is near, so repent.
所以耶稣就宣布了这个好消息他说神的国近了你们要悔改。
He died for us so that we can live.
他为我们而死所以我们才可以活。
His resurrection overcame death and sin so we can overcome in death, so that we can overcome through his power in this life.
神在十字架上的死战胜了罪和死亡所以他这样的他的救赎可以让我们有一个更好的人生。
So the good news is that he wants us to reconcile with God.
所以这个好消息就是耶稣希望我们跟神和好。
He calls us to be his disciples.
所以他呼召我们成为他的门徒。
Learn from him to live a new life.
如果我们能够学习耶稣来过一个新生活。
Through our obedience and mixing with the same power that resurrected Jesus to life, our life will get an upgrade to life 2.0.
如果我们得到神的这个力量我们的生命就可以升级成为这个生命的 2.0 版本了。
Yeah, that's what God wants to have. That's the heart of God for us to be his disciples.
这就是神的心肠他要我们成为使徒成为他的门徒的目的。
下一页。Okay. And the family is the place for us to practice this new life with people we love.
我们的家庭实际上就是我们来锻炼训练我们这个新生命的一个地点。
We learn about unconditional love, so we need to practice unconditional love with our spouse and children.
因为我们跟着主学到无条件的爱，那在我们家里，我们跟自己的配偶、跟自己的孩子就可以去实践这种无条件的爱。
We learn about grace and mercy, so we need to show that to our family.
我们学到恩典，也学到 要有这个慈爱，那么跟我们的家人我们就要分享这些。
We learned that the truth will set us free, that we need to be truthful with our family.
我们知道真理让我们得自由，那么跟我们的家人的时候我们就必须要向他们诚实。
And we want our children to revere God.
我们希望我们的孩子敬畏神。
Then we need to let them practice to respect you and every member of your family first.
我们就要训练孩子先来尊重你，尊重家里的每一个成员。
Family is supposed to be a taste of heaven on earth.
所以家庭实际上就是我们在这个地上能够尝到天堂滋味的一个地方。
And when we live the life of 2.0 in our family,
我们在家里头过我们生命的 2.0 版本的时候，
when we practice what we believe in our family,
如果我们在家里能够实践我们所学的，
and perhaps your family will see a glimpse of God through you, and they may even want to follow God even more.
这样你的家人就可以从你的身上 看到一点神的特点，那也许他们就愿意 更加的跟从神。
And that's what Moses wants us to do in the book of Deuteronomy.
这就是摩西希望我们所做的，在《生命记》里他就这样说。
But first, let me give you some background info.
我给大家一些《生命记》这一本书的一些背景。
After God delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt, they came to Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai to make a covenant with God.
当这个以色列人从埃及得到救赎以后，他们来到了何烈山，就在那儿跟神立约。
And they were supposed to enter the Promised Land.
他们本来应该是进入应许之地的。
But because of their unbelief, God would not allow the first generation to enter except two people, Joshua and Caleb.
但是因着他们的不信，神就不允许他们这第一代人进入应许之地。第一代人最后只有两位，就是约书亚和加勒能够进入应许之地。
And even Moses could not enter, but for different reason.
甚至连摩西都不能进入应许之地，但摩西是因为别的原因。
So for 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness so that the first generation all die off.
所以这第一代人在旷野里走了40年，所以这第一代人基本上全都死了。
And now Joshua is ready to enter the promised land with the second generation.
所以现在约书亚已经准备着带的第二代人进入应许之地了。
Now being a great leader, a caring shepherd,of God's people, Moses, were preparing for the second generation.
因为摩西是一个很伟大的领袖，同时他也是非常有慈爱的一个牧者，所以他就准备着为这个第二代能够进入应许之地来做准备。
So he's telling them that what they need to know in the land they're about to enter.
他就在告诉这些第二代人，你们到应许之地应该怎么样做准备，要做些什么。
So the book of Deuteronomy actually is his long speech about their salvation story, about their covenant, about their God.
所以这个生命记实际上是摩西的一篇长长的演讲，他告诉他们的救赎以及他们跟神所立的约定。
He wants them to be faithful. He wants them and the future generation to be faithful to God's covenant.
摩西想要这一代人跟他们往后的这些各个世代都对神有忠心，而且记住神跟他们的约定。
So we're going to pick up two verses from his opening speech.
我们从这个摩西的这个演讲开始的部分，我们来拿出两个经节来读。
That is in chapter 4, verse 9 and 10.
就是第四章的九章，第九节，第十节。
So Moses says this, Only be careful and watch yourself closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them.
你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。
Remember the day you stood before the Lord, your God, at Mount Horeb, when he said to me, Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me, so as long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children.
你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说，你为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子，可以学习敬畏我。又可以教训儿女这样行。
So in verse 9, Moses is saying that what you have seen, heard, experienced, make sure you don't forget.
所以在第九节，摩西是在说，你们亲眼所见的事，又听到的事情，请你们不能忘记。
Make sure you teach your children, the generations to come, about your experiences.
而且要传给你的子子孙孙。
And then in verse 10 says that, learn God's word so that you may learn to revere him.
第十节他说，你们要学习神的话语，这样你们才能够敬畏他。
Right there, these are the two verses about our legacy.
这就是，这两节就是对于我们来讲，就是讲到我们传承给孩子的应该是什么。
Whatever you have seen, heard, don't forget.
你所看到，你所听到的，不要忘记。
And learn God's word to revere him.
要学习神的话语来敬畏他。
And then teach your children and their children, and so on.
而且要教训你的儿女和他们的儿女这样行。
And this is living with the perspective of eternity.
这就是怀着永恒的视角来生活。
You see, those second generations, who came out of Egypt, with their parents would have been children when they arrived at Mount Horeb.
你知道这第二代的这些从埃及出来的这些人在当初出来的时候 他们都是孩子现在在何烈山这儿其实都还是孩子。
They may not have understood what was going on at the mountain.
他们可能都不理解这个何烈山上发生些什么事。
But they surely remember those blazing fire from heaven, the rumbling thunder, and black clouds.
但是他们肯定是记得那当时山上火焰冲天有昏黑有密云的样子。
But it was scary, but yet the adults were not running away.
看起来怪可怕的但是他们并没有吓跑。
And then as they traveled with mom and dad, they saw the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night leading them.
这些孩子们跟他们的父母亲一起在旷野上在那流荡的时候他们看到白天有云柱来引导他们 夜间有火柱来引导他们。
Especially the pillar of fire at night was very comforting.
特别是夜间的火柱一定是让他们心里觉得很平安。
Because they have seen...You know, it's at night, but they see God's presence right there.
因为是大晚上的，他们如果能够看到神就与他们同在，在这个火柱里面，他们心里会觉得很有安全感。
And then they also experienced God's faithful daily provision of bread from heaven for 40 years.
他们也看到40年之久，神每天都给他们从天上提供粮食。
And even though they walked in the wilderness for 40 years, their clothes, their sandals, did not wear out.
尽管他们在旷野里走了四十年，他们的衣服没有破，鞋子也没有破。
And they even saw how God brought victory over two kings, two powerful kings, Sihon of Heshbon and Og of Bashan.
他们甚至也看到神让他们打赢了两个很强有力的王，一个就是这个巴山的这个王鄂，还有一个就是一个王西宏。
And then after they entered their promised land.You know, they will surely that see God's faithful provision for all their needs.
他们进入应许之地之后，他们当然是想神会给他们一切他们所需的。
So what is it for them to do?
所以他们该做什么呢？
Don't forget.
别忘了。
Tell your children and their children about God's faithfulness.
告诉你的子子孙孙，告诉他们神是信实的。
And don't worship idol and be faithful to the covenant with God.
不要敬拜偶像，要与对于你跟神所立的约要有忠心。
Because God has been faithful to through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and Joshua.
因为神历代以来都对你们是，他是持守他的，他是信实的。他从亚伯拉罕起，从到以撒，到雅各，这一系列下来，他神都是一直是信实的。
And then He will also be faithful to you.
神也会对你信实。
So learn His word and revere God in your life, in your children's life.And the generations to come.
所以要学习神的话语，要敬畏他，不只是你这一代，你孩子的这一代，而且孩子的孩子的这一代都要敬畏他。
So for you and me at the 21st century in the New Testament.
所以对你我来讲，在21世纪，我们现在是在这个新约里面。
We're also not to forget God for what He has done for us.
我们也不能忘记神所为我们做的一切。
Jesus's death and resurrection for our salvation.
耶稣在十字架上受死复活，他都是为了我们的救赎我们。
And He's calling us to be His disciples.
他呼召我们成为他的门徒。
And Holy Spirit living in us and transforming us.
这个圣灵住在我们中间来改变我们。
And His love and mercy to us individually.
他对我们每一个人都是满有恩典有慈爱。
We cannot forget.
我们不能忘记这一切。
And our reverence of Him that will worship Him.
我们敬畏神，我们来敬拜他。
And we need to tell our children, our children's children, for God's faithfulness.
我们必须要把神的信实告诉我们的子子孙孙。
And there may be a chance that they will even follow Jesus through you.
那我们如果这样做的话，就很有可能我们的孩子也会跟从耶稣。
So right after Priscilla's 12th birthday, I made a promise to have a thriving family for three generations.
我的女儿 Priscilla 12岁生日以后，我在心里头做了一个决定，我要想让我有三代兴旺的家庭。
I think I may have a direct influence over my grandchildren if God's willing.
我在想，如果神允许的话，我也许可以对我的孙子辈儿能够有很大的影响。
This Gen 3 promise is to commit my life to love God wholeheartedly and love my family for a lifetime.
因为我当时我自己做的这个应许，就是说我要全心全意的爱神，也要一心一意的爱家。
And this promise requires me to invest in my family relationship to teach them to live the Gen 3 life.
我这个应许呢，实际上是要求我要必须要给要把我所我对神的这个要交给我的孩子们，我神的信实。
What do I do now really is what they will do for generations.
因为我现在对他们所做的，也就是他们在要对下一代所做的。
It starts with me.
就从我开始。
And I have to be intentionally living out my new life in my family.
我必须在我的家里能够怀着这样的一个目的去活出我的新生命。
I have to do that.
我必须这么做。
Because it's that one is that I have to lead by example.
因为首先我必须要以身作则，他们才能够看到。
Because my family needs to see what this new life looks like, and so that they will also want to live this life with Jesus.
因为我的孩子们必须看到这个新生命是什么样子的，他们才会决定说也想在耶稣里有这样的新生命。
And number two is that the culture out there tends to break families apart.
第二点就是我们现在的这个文化，这个社会是倾向于把这个家庭给破碎掉的。
Divorce, domestic violence.
我们看到太多的离婚了，家暴的事情。
Emotional abuse.
而且这个精神虐待的事情。
Loneliness, isolation.
或者是孤单了，或者是被隔离了。
And sadly to say that Christians are not immune from divorce, loneliness, and isolation.
而且很难过，让人难过的就是基督徒之中这样的事情也不少。
If I don't practice what I learn from the Bible,
如果我不去实践我在圣经里学到的东西，
and my family can be swept away by the culture of destruction.
我的家庭也很有可能就被这个现代的文化给裹挟而走。
So how do I keep this Gen 3 promise in my family?
所以我怎么样能够在我的家庭里能够实现这个三代的承诺呢？
And I found that I need to make some adjustments in my attitude.
我发现我必须在我的态度上做出调整。
I found this living in this life 2.0, this discipleship life is a paradox.
我发现就是要过这个新生活，这 2.0 版本的这个新生命，实际上是也是个悖论。
But Jesus said this, right? Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
耶稣跟门徒说过，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
That's the paradox.
这就是悖论。
Is that death and life?The death will lead to life.
这个就是死亡和生命，死亡会带来生命这样的一个悖论。
He has another verse says that unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
耶稣另外一段话是这样说：我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
So to gain life, we must let our old self die.
所以要得到新生命，我们必须让自己的老我死去。
So when I have a conflict with my wife, then a part of me wants to fight to win.
我跟我太太有冲突的时候，我的一部分就想我要跟她斗下去，我要赢。
I want to show who the real boss is.
我得告诉她谁在这个家里是大老板。
Then I ask myself.
然后我就问我自己。
Is this something that is contrary to biblical principles that I have to stand my ground?
这事是不是违背圣经的一些原则，所以我必须要坚定的守住我的阵地呢？
Is this something immoral or illegal?
这事是不道德或者是不合法的吗？
Will anyone get hurt physically, emotionally, or spiritually?
或者有什么人在身体上，在精神上，或者是这个灵命上会受到损失呢？
If the answer is no, then I learn to say no to myself.
如果这个答案是不会，那么我就要对我自己说不。
Saying no to myself is like a letting old self die.
对我自己说不，实际上就是让老我死去的过程。
It's like taking up a cross.
就好像是背起十字架。
And the paradox is that death leads to life.
这个悖论就是死亡能带来生命。
Because then I have a chance to resolve the conflict and preserve the relationship.
因为这样我就可以有机会来解决我们的冲突，而且能够保护我们的关系。
That means that I also need to be humble and be honest.
而这也意味着我必须要能够谦卑，而且能够要有诚实。
Learn to apologize to my family.
要能够学会对我的家人说抱歉。
And allowing failures and imperfections.
也允许这个失败啊，或者是不完美。
You know how hard for me to be humble?
你知道对我来讲要谦卑下来有多不容易吗？
Because some of you already know that I am a second generation only son.
你们中间可能有人知道我是我们家第二代的独生子。
Yeah, I was raised like a little emperor.
我小时候在家里可是个小皇帝啊。
But then when I make a mistake, right, then asking for forgiveness does not come naturally.
所以当我要是犯了错之后，我去让人别人原谅我，这事儿对我太不自然了，我没法做到。
But Jesus changed me.
但是耶稣改变了我。
He's an excellent example of humility.
因为耶稣就是谦卑的一个最好的一个例子。
Because how he humbled himself came down from heaven.
因为他从天上来降世为人，这就是他怎样谦卑他自己。
And then he also knelt down to wash his disciples' feet, including those who would betray him.
他甚至也是跪在地上给门徒洗脚，甚至这中间还有背叛他的人。
And then he took the cross and to die for me.
然后他背起十字架为我而死。
And then he was raised to life and exalted to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
然后他又复活，而且成了万王之王，万主之主。
So it's the paradox that death leads to life, humility leads to exaltation.
这就是一个悖论，死亡带来生命，而谦卑能够带来尊荣。
And also in my family relationship, we need to go deeper.
在我的家跟家人的关系之中，我需要走得更深。
And that takes a willingness to open up my thoughts and feelings to my spouse and children.
我必须要能够自如地把自己的心向我的太太和孩子敞开。
And we need to create a safe environment to share.
我必须要能够建立一个很安全的环境，让我们每个人都可以分享自己心里的想法。
But it's not something that you make announcements and okay, it's all safe, let's all share.
但是这可不是说我就宣布说啊，现在安全了，我们大家都开始分享我们的想法吧。
You need to build trust and demonstrate it's safe.
你必须要建立信任，然后能够让他们显示出来这样分享是安全的。
And listen intently before speaking.
在你说话之前要必须要专注的倾听。
Do not judge and criticize them.
也不要去论断他们，不要去批评。
And you have to put yourself out to be vulnerable, transparent, and honest.
你自己必须要能够显出你脆弱的一面，而且你是透明的，你也跟他们是诚实的。
You have to lead them. You have to lead them.
你必须要去引导他们。
Sounds scary? Yes.
这听起来怪吓人的，是有点吓人。
But is it worth it? Double yes.
是不是值得呢？绝对值得。
It's how we go deeper in relationship.
那我们在关系之中怎样才能进一步呢？
Respect is also very important in relationship.
在一个关系之中，尊重是非常重要的。
It's easy to force my perspective to my family.
因为很容易就是我把我的观念就要强加于我的家人身上。
But I also have to recognize other members' perspective, their feelings, their concerns.
但是我们也必须能够要看到别人也有不同的视角，他们也有他们的感觉，他们有他们的感受。
So listening is a very important skill to learn.
所以倾听是个非常重要的一个技巧，我们必须要学会。
Listening with a purpose of understanding.
我们在听的时候，我们要怀着去理解的目的去听。
We all want to be understood, and even if we disagree.
我们即使是彼此不同意对方的见解，我们也希望对方能理解我的想法。
And even if my child says the wrong answer.
即使是我的孩子的答案不对。
They don't care how much we know.Until they know how much we care.
他们不在乎我们懂多少，直到他们知道我们在乎他们。
So respecting and listening is a way to show that we care and they are valued.
所以要尊重倾听，对孩子们是非常重要的，这表示我们是爱他们，尊重他们。
So that we can continue these conversations.
这样这个对话才能够进行下去。
And when you practice listening, you'll find that you need to be patient.
但是当你在去训练你自己要去倾听的时候，你就发现你必须要有耐心。
And sometimes my family may not be able to articulate their perspective immediately.
因为有时候我们的家人并不见得能够立刻把他们的想法很清楚地表达出来。
They need to think through.
他们需要在这中间要思考。
And they're not there yet.
他们还没有达到一个结论。
So patience sometimes pays off when we can all come to the same page.
所以我们的耐心是非常重要的。当我们所有的人都能够大家彼此理解的时候，我们就看到这个耐心是有作用的。
And lastly, and the most important one, is that we partner with God.
最后一点也是最重要的一点，就是我们必须要与神同工。
You love your family, God loves your family even more.
你爱你的家人，神更爱你的家人。
Believe that He's working in you and through you, and then and in your family.
你要相信神是通过你，是用你和通过你来对你的家人做工。
He's in the business of transforming lives.
神是在塑造生命。
You dedicate your life in God's hand, and He's going to use you to bless your family.
如果你把你的生命交在神的手里，神会用你的生命来祝福你的家庭。
When Priscilla is growing up, we used our dinner time to talk about our day.
我女儿 Priscilla 长大以后，我们每天吃晚饭的时间就是我们谈谈我们今天的日子的时间。
I talk about what happened in the office.
我跟太太和孩子就讲我在办公室里有些什么事情。
And then they get to know my colleague David, who saved a neighbor from carbon monoxide poisoning.
他们甚至也通过我来认识我的一个同事叫 Dave， 他实际上 他曾经把他一个邻居从这个一氧化碳中毒的情况下给救出来了。
He even went on to a TV news and so we knew him as a celebrity.
所以因为这事儿他就上了电视了，所以对 我的家人来讲这个 Dave 就是个名人。
And then Linda will talk about the article she read or news she heard.And then we can discuss our thoughts and our feelings.
然后我太太就跟我讲她读到的文章了，她看到的新闻了，然后我们两个就去讨论这些事情。
And I even got to know Priscilla's some of her friends.
我也开始从女儿的话里面，我也认识了她的一些朋友。
She actually has a friend named Priscilla.
她实际上有一个朋友，名字跟她一模一样，也叫 Priscilla.
This conversation time with her is to help her think critically.
这个吃饭的时间，我们这样的交谈，实际上帮助我的女儿能够有一个可以更理性的思考。
We don't impose our ideas, but it's a conversation.
我们不是把我们的观念强加在女儿身上，而是在通过对话让她成长。
We sometimes disagree, and that's okay.
我们有时候我们的意见不一致，这也没什么。
And we put the seeds of our value in her, and we trust God is going to work in her.
我们把我们的信仰的种子种在他心里，我们相信神会让他成长。
And now, we often talk about deeper topics like faith and doubts about God.
我们现在呢，我们常常谈的都是比较深入的话题，比如是关于我们的信心，关于我们对神的一些疑虑、疑问。
Social injustice, racism, all the topics that we can find in the news today.
还有就是社会的不公现象，还有包括这个种族歧视，这些我们在新闻中常常看到的一些很大的课题。
Sometimes we don't have the answers for some of the tough questions.
有时候对于很难的问题，我们也没有答案。
And we admit our limitations and be honest about ourselves.
我们也承认我们是有限的，我们也很诚实的对在女儿面前表现出来。
And we respect others' opinions.
我们也尊重对方别人的观念。
We learn to have dialogues.
我们也学会来对话。
We also had a ritual at bedtime.
我们甚至在睡觉之前，我们是有一个仪式的。
I use this book to pray for her.
我用这本书来为女儿祷告。
It has a 52 prayer topics, so one for each week.
这本书上有52个祷告的这个题目，这是等于是一年的52星期，每一星期都有一个祷告的主题。
And we want her to depend on God, so we practice prayer.
我们希望我们的女儿能够仰赖于神，所以我们也在她面前，我们就来训练我们祷告。
And this a bedtime ritual also bound the father-daughter relationship.
这个睡觉前的这个小仪式呢，也让我跟女儿的关系能够更亲近。
And this is an imperfect earthly father trying to point to this perfect heavenly father.
因为我这个不完美的地上的父亲想要把女儿引导女儿认识这位天上的完美的父亲。
And you know, actually one side effect is that she got to learn many Chinese words.
你知道这么做一个副产品就是我女儿现在认识很多中文字。
下一页。Parents and grandparents, I know you may be frustrated in communicating with your younger children or grandchildren.
做父母的，做祖父母的，我知道你们有时候跟孩子交流，你会觉得很有挫败感。
Because their world is so very different from yours.
因为他们的世界跟你们的世界太不一样了。
Generation gap is normal.
这个代沟的确是存在，而且是正常的。
But there's one thing that we cannot do for this generation is to retreat to our own world and then watch them far away.
但是对这一代新的这年轻一代来讲，我们做父母的或者祖父母的，我们不能说我们就待在我们自己的古旧的世界里头，远远的去看着他们成长，这不行的。
But let me give you a bit of good news.
我给你一个好消息。
Even though you don't talk their language and you don't know what BTS Army is,
尽管你不说他们的，跟他们不说同一个语言，你也不知道他们用的那些代词都是什么意思。
Your influence to them is above anyone else.
你对他们的影响是超过别的任何人的。
Your influence to them is above anyone else.
你对他们的影响超过他们周围的任何别的人。
Higher than their friends.
对他们的比他们的朋友要高得多。
More than those internet influencers.
你对他们的影响也要超过他们在这个网络上看到的东西。
Even those church pastors and the youth group leaders combined.
甚至你的影响要超过教会的牧师或者是这个青少年牧师对他们的影响。
Because they desperately seek for something true and genuine.
因为是他们在拼命的想要抓住一个真诚的、真正的东西。
Because a lot of things in their world are fake.
因为他们的世界中很多东西是虚假的。
Fake news, fake people, fake relationship.
虚假的新闻、虚假的人物，甚至是虚假的关系。
So foremost, we need to learn to build a real and genuine relationship with them.
所以最重要的就是，我们必须要跟我们的子子孙孙、跟我们的孩子之间建立一个真诚的关系。
Not to impose our ideas to them.
不是为了把我们的观念强加于他们。
But really with a heart that we want the best for them.
而是带着这样的一个心肠，我们想要孩子得到最好的。
And you have something to offer.
而且你一定拥有你可以去给他们的东西。
But once they see your sincerity, they might be interested in what you're offering, your wisdom and experiences.
当他们看到你是真诚的，他们也许会有兴趣了解你能够给他们些什么，而且来了解你的信仰。
Because you have one advantage.
因为你有一个优点。
Because the grains of salt that you have had all your life is more than the grain of rice that they have had.
就我们中国人老人最爱说的，我吃的盐比你吃的米还多呢。
Your experience.
我们有经历，我们有智慧。
Yeah, right. Okay. But for us to impart that,We have to build this genuine, real relationship.
但是要想把我们的智慧和经验传承给下一代，我们必须跟他们之间有这种真诚的关系。
They don't care what you know until they know what you, how much you care.
他们不在乎你懂多少，直到他们知道你有多在乎。
So listen to their ideas.
所以需要去倾听他们的意见。
It's not about winning arguments.
这也跟这个赢得一场争论毫无关系。
It's about understanding each other so that we can have conversation dialogues.
而是在于彼此理解，这样我们才能有真诚的对话。
And if you recall the Jewish prayer, Shema prayer, in the book of Deuteronomy, and that's what Jesus calls the greatest commandment.
我们知道在这个生命记中有一段叫做 Shema 祷告，也是耶稣所说对我们来讲是最大的一条诫命。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your spirit, with all of your soul, with all of your strength.
这就是《生命记》第六章的四节五节。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Do you know what comes after that?
你知道这后面是这句话是说了什么吗？后面的金句。
It says, "Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home."And when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates.
从第七到第九节这样说，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
If you read this, then you know that it's about teaching your children.
如果你读到这些经文，你就明白这是在教你怎么样教训你的儿女。
How?
怎么做呢？
By living.
就通过你的生活，你的生命。
Don't mistake this. These are three verses is about a checklist.
这三节可不是让你说我就列下一个单子，一条一条的就画勾就完了。
Yeah. Okay. Talk to them. Yep. Check.
Oh, 跟他们说话。Okay. 好，这个画勾。
Yeah. And then bind them in their hands. Yep. Got that. Two hands.
系在手上 ，OK， 这点这条我也做到了。
Yeah, forehead, yep, got it.
然后戴在额上，好，这条也做到了。
It's not really.
不是这个意思。
Right, it's actually Moses is giving examples to live out the life 2.0 in your family.
摩西实际上是在给出一个例子，让你怎么样把你生命的 2.0 版本在家里活出来。
In your ordinary, mundane, regular family life.
在你这普通的、平常的、没有任何波澜的这个家庭生活之中活出来。
And this is discipleship, really living out your new life.
这就是使徒的就门徒的生命，门徒训练呢，就是在日常生活中。
Your mission field really is your family.
因为你的这个传教的，你的这个田地就是你的家庭。
And because you can fulfill our church vision, to right at your family, sharing the gospel with your family, and then make disciples wherever you go.
因为我们教会，我们意向是什么呢？就是传福音在脚踏之地。传福音至骨肉至亲，做门徒在脚踏之地。你的脚踏之地就是你的家庭。
Now, for some of you,
对我们中间的一些人来说
，this family topic draw heartaches and pains.
谈到家庭，我们可能心里会有伤痛。
Whatever your situation is in,
无论你的情况是如何
，it just brings you tears.
也许你谈到这个题目，你会眼里会有泪。
But can I tell you that our God is a master to bring dead to life?
但是我能不能告诉你，我们的主是能够从死亡之中带来生命。
He can restore the lost.
他可以来建立失丧的一切。
We just need to bring whatever we have, even if that is broken, to Him.
我们可以把我们所拥有的一切，甚至是破碎的，都带到神面前来。
Because a partner with Him.Because he's going to work in you and through you for your family.
因为我们如果与神同工，神可以通过你在你的家庭、家人中间做工。
And even if you cannot do anything, can you pray for them?
即使你什么都不能做，你能不能为他们祷告呢？
Because bring them to God's mercy throne, because He loves them more than you love them.
把他们带到神的施恩宝座前，因为神爱他们。超过于你对他们的爱。
Ask him to reach out to them on your behalf.
求神来为了你来向你的这个家人家庭伸出手来。
And you pray for them every day.
每天都为他们祷告。
It's never too late.
永远不会太晚。
And they're worth the labor.
而且他们也值得你这么做。
Start today.
就从今天开始。
Because God can redeem the lost.
因为神是可以重建这些失丧的一切。
At the end of a book of Revelation, there's a picture. There's a wedding of the Lamb.
我们在这个《使徒行传》里看到有这么一幅图像，就是最后这个羔羊的婚礼上。
Book of Revelation.
启示录，启示录，启示录就是圣经最后一本书。
Yeah. It's one party that I am looking forward to it.
这是我盼望着想要去参加的这么一个 party.
I want my family to be there.
我也想我的家人都在那儿。
I want my students to be there.
我希望我的学生们都在那儿。
I want all of you to be there.
我希望所有我们大家都在那儿。
In fact, I have a list of people that I am going to look them up at that party.
实际上我手里就有个名单，我到时候在这个 party 上我要一个一个去把他们找出来。
Because I want to make sure that they are there.
因为我想要确信他们都在那儿。
The invitation to this wedding is already out.
神对于这个 party 已经发出邀请信了。
It's Jesus' calling for us, for all of us to be his followers.
因为耶稣呼召我们所有的人成为他的门徒。
Won't you work with God?Partner with him and make sure that your family is also be there at the party.
你愿不愿意与神同工，而且能够确信你的家人也在那个晚会上，那个 party 上。
Follow him and learn from him.
跟从他，学习他。
Live the life of 2.0.
活出你的生命 2.0 版本。
And your family may see the change that has gone through you and even want to follow Jesus.
这样你的家人通过你的变化，也许会愿意来跟从耶稣。
That is your legacy.
这就是你传承给下一代。
So I have a homework for you.
所以给大家留一个作业。
Okay. Find some time today.
在今天能够找出点时间来。
Discuss with your family about what you've learned, whatever God has put in your heart.
跟你的家人一起讨论你学到了些什么，神把什么东西放到了你的心里。
And start a conversation and continue this conversation.
要跟他们开始对话，而且要持续不断地跟他们对话。
I made a promise, a Gen 3 promise for me.
我自己我是做了一个三代的一个应许。
I like to extend that invitation to you as well.
我也希望你能够做出同样的应许。
Review, renew your decision to live this life 2.0 in your family.
在你心里头重新的更新你的这个观念，能够过出你的新生命 2.0 版本。
I'm going to conclude with a song.
我想用一首诗歌来结束。
Sorry, 那个玉琛，对不起，最后一页在那个 notes 里面有一个 the link, 最后一页是一个 blank, yeah. 你可以找到吗？ Okay, yeah. All right. So it's in Chinese, so I'm going to just read the kind of a translation for you in English.
这是一首中文的赞美诗。
It says that I didn't like to be alone counting the stars at night. I wish someone staying with me, watching every sunset and rise. Always alone, facing life big and small. I wish someone staying with me, passing four seasons and all. Staying with me with laughter and tears, staying with me with memory and dreams, giving me hugs and comforts. When life hits a valley, I'm not forsaken.No longer am I alone to face life big and small. I found Jesus' love staying with me forevermore. I think this is a song that can also kind of describe our family.
我想这首歌叫陪我，是其实也是在描述我们的家庭。
And then if you hear the song, if the song moves you, you may hold hands with your family.
如果你听到这首歌让你感动，你可以跟家人握手。
Okay, let's hear, let's listen.
我不喜欢一个人，孤独一个人，数翻夜空的星辰，期待有人陪我，陪我度过每个日出每个日落。曾经总是一个到永久。 伴我的永久。
Father, we thank you that you created marriage and family.
天父，我们感谢你，是你创造了婚姻和家庭。
And you put your heart in husband, wife, and children in this family structure.
你把你的心放在丈夫、妻子跟孩子身上，让这个家庭有了这样的结构。
And yet today, our family is under assault.
但是今天我们的家庭都被攻击。
But we ask you that you will help each one of us.
主啊，求你帮助我们的每一个人。
The followers of Jesus, that we will rise up to protect our family.
让跟耶稣的跟从者能够站起来保护我们的家庭。
And to preserve the legacy.
来保护我们传承给下一代的。
Help us to live this life that you have called us to live.
帮助我们能够活出你呼召我们要活的生命。
Help us to learn to deny ourselves and pick up the cross and follow you.
帮助我们要放下自己，能背起十字架来跟从你。
Help us that you will be able to be willing to have relationship with our family.
帮助让我们跟我们的家人有很美好的关系。
So that we can also point them to you.
我们这样才能把他们引导到你的面前。
We ask you that you will just help each one of us so that.That your spirit is moving among us, so we are making a determination, a decision to really live out this life 2.0 you have given to us.
主啊，我们求主能够帮助我们中间的每一个人，让我们能够活出这个新生命 2.0 的版本。
Give us the hope that we're going to work with you, partner with you.
给我们这样的盼望，我们是与你同工的，我们可以跟你一起来工作。
Because you love them more than we do.
因为你比我们更爱我们的家人。
So we lift up our family to you.
我们把家我们自己的家庭交在你的手中。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.